This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were talking about the Washington Post's efforts to come up with a new pejorative term, a meme that they can throw at Donald Trump. Now, I guess the Hitler thing is getting so old, so tired, they're now going to call him the Manchurian candidate, implying that he is associated with Russia. And as I pointed out, the real guy that you have to be worried about being a foreign agent is the one with the secret identities, the multiple names, the hidden past, the forged birth certificate. We don't know where this guy came from, Barack Obama. We still don't know. That birth certificate is an absolute phony. And if you haven't seen the report that Darren McBrain put together with the people that worked on this with Sheriff Arpaio, you need to see that. That is the definitive collection of that. But they're continuing on with this. He's a foreign agent tact. We've got Politico, of course, always opposing Donald Trump. Now talking about Pravda on the checkout line. Say Pravda on the checkout. Not talking about propaganda or fake news. Now we're going to call the National Enquirer Pravda. And they go in and they say, and this is kind of interesting. They say, back in 1987, the Enquirer helped to scuttle Gary Hart's presidential ambitions when it published a cover photo of Donna Rice sitting on his lap. And in a 2008 series, it threw a saddle on John Edwards' presidential bid and rode it into the ground. But the tabloid's thrust has always been pure scandal. And really, you know, what they did, yeah, it was a character issue, wasn't it? But it paled compared to what Hillary Clinton did. And yet, their idea is that somehow what the National Enquirer did by routinely, as they point out, depicting Clinton as crazed, diseased, near death, an ISIS-supporting traitor, a liar, a blackmailer, corrupt, and a member of a crime family, all of the above, guilty. I mean, we're talking about you all. Is that no scandal? That's not a scandal? They say that, you know, these guys having extramarital affairs. And, of course, it was a big issue with John Edwards because his wife was very well respected in liberal circles, and she had breast cancer, was dying of breast cancer. And here he is cheating on her. That was a big deal, big character issue, and that really hurt him. And yet, those things are personal character issues, but look at how broad the problems with Hillary Clinton are, and yet they're saying, well, they're not focusing on scandal here. Don't you think that's scandalous? I mean, violating national security, that's not a scandal to Politico. See, that's not something that National Enquirer should be reporting about. And they do the same sort of thing with WikiLeaks. They attack them instead of attacking the information that they put out. And they never said that anything that WikiLeaks gave us about Hillary Clinton, regardless of the source, they never said that any of that stuff was false. And now they're not saying, they don't make an argument that the National Enquirer reporting on Hillary Clinton was false. That stuff is true, folks. That's why she lost the election. You can't get your head around it, but you're going to continue on with this. Trump is a foreign agent. That's a key part of all of this to try to destroy him. At the same time, we see a communist Chinese dictator about to speak at Davos, and they're bragging about the fact that he is going to be selling globalism. Do you see an irony in that? Do you see an irony with the fact that the most hyper-nationalistic, the most hegemonic company, country on earth, yeah, they're a company, they have the most closed market, they violate copyright left and right. They're the most notorious copyright pirates. That was what these trade agreements are supposed to shut down. They're currency manipulators, and yet they are champions of open trade globalism? You realize how we're being had here, don't you? You realize the phoniness of the Chinese coming out and saying that populism, protectionism, nativism, the world has come to a historic crossroad where one road leads to war, poverty, and confrontation and domination. Now, that's coming from the Chinese. They're the most aggressive of anybody. Yet we're told it's the Russians we have to worry about, not ISIS. Did the Russians cut off anybody's heads? I don't think so. Can't we try to work with them on common ground just like we do JFK, RFK Jr.?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Obama has been a very, very busy person. He's sending masses of troops to the Russian-Polish border with 7 days left, a major provocation. They put new sanctions in against Russia. There have been clear cyber attacks against independent media here in the United States. He's ended his wet foot, dry foot policy. Cuban migrants reaching U.S. soil were allowed to stay previously. Now they're the only group that basically can't seek political asylum. They just basically get sent back to the tyrant, to the tyrant's brother there in the Cuban Liberty Wonderland, similar to North Korea or Venezuela. But meanwhile, Biden is awarded the Medal of Freedom in a surprise ceremony brimming with emotion. Oh, lots of cheers. Obama presents VP,
the nation's top civilian honor for the defense of liberty and freedom. Yeah, like his son, Biden's son, taking over the billions of dollars a year of natural gas coming out of Russia through Ukraine. That's a good family business. Just put your son over the energy company. So he personally reportedly is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars off jacking up the gas prices after they hijack it, basically, into Europe. Yes, giving him an award. But the reason I'm popping in here during the transmission with David Knight and Mr. Schneider is I was thinking, you know, I've seen this meme put out by Dying MSM that I'm a Russian dupe and I'm a Russian idiot and I'm a moron. That's why I started my show 20 plus years ago, before this controversy even existed the last year. That's why I promote the Second Amendment and sovereignty and national borders and private property and the right to religion, everything that made our country great. Yes, it's all because I'm a dupe of Putin. I don't speak Russian. I've never been to Russia. I've been on Russian TV. I've been on Portuguese and Japanese and British TV. But it is true that the Russians have pulled out from the oligarchs, the same globalists. So we do have a kinship. We do have some solidarity there. But what an insult to say that we're all Manchurian candidates and that we're idiot dupes of Putin. Let me explain what's happening here. We have foreign globalist powers that have hijacked this nation. We know that. And we have to keep hammering that. And these multinationals want us to transfer our sovereignty to these unaccountable secret global boards like TPP and the WTO through deals like NAFTA. Yeah, it's not happening. We are declaring our sovereignty, we're declaring our individual liberty, and we're not going to be ruled by far-off secret cabals. It's over. So we're the ones standing up against the foreign takeover. We're the ones standing up against the traitors and the people trying to sell us out to globalism. They're the enemy. So all of you that support globalism, you're the idiot dupes that want to be slaves and don't want to control your own destiny and have sold out to this system. But I do want to say that Donald Trump, Ron Paul, and many others deserve a Medal of Freedom. If we were going to hand these things out, but they're the top men that don't want awards, they just want results and freedom. Because what's promoting peace and freedom worldwide is not having a needless new Cold War that costs trillions of dollars with Russia. That's what we're breaking down here. That's what we're pushing. That's what we're promoting. That's what, as a country and a world, we want is peace in our time. But taking a breath and settling down, the reason I get so upset is that we need to be upset. We need to get out of our comfort zone. We need to get out of our trances, get out of our hazes, get out of our daydreams, and realize globalism is a nightmare. And only being awake is going to reverse that and gives us any chance of stopping it. And we've got a great chance of stopping it. But it is the people that have sold out to globalism that are the true traitors. And they know that. And that's why, again, they twist reality and turn it back onto us. But really, all of us that have been promoting peace and freedom, aren't we the people that deserve the awards? And again, I'm not saying I won an award. I'm saying it's asinine to see Obama being given awards and to see Biden being given awards. And it turns these awards into complete jokes. I mean, a Nobel Peace Prize is the biggest joke in the world now. Even the committee last year admitted they had discredited themselves giving Obama a peace award with all these wars before he'd ever done anything, before he even got into office. And you're giving awards to Henry Kissinger and Al Gore. It's all nothing but propaganda offensives to prop up their failing facade. And they need to understand, they're losing. They failed. They tried to play this game that Karl Rove talked about where their history's actors and they control reality. And that only works for so long, because when you don't deliver freedom and prosperity to the people, but you're telling them that's what they're getting, they're going to begin to see through your lies. And at a certain point, they're not going to believe a word you say. You know, USA Today, in closing, has an article, Trump Cabinet of Disruptors Ready to Go, nominees likely to lead agencies they battled. And they act like, oh, look how discredited Trump is. He's crazy. He's putting people in that will have gridlock. He's putting people in that will actually fight with folks. This is terrible. Yes, he put in people. He's putting in people that actually opposed globalism. That's what I told you about these nominees. Doesn't matter what big companies they came from. In those big companies, they battled globalism. And again, that's why the elite are panicking, because look at how Trump's getting results out of the gates on Obamacare, you name it. And notice he said on Obamacare, I could leave this for the Democrats and have it destroy them, but it's going to hurt the American people, so we're going to reverse it and repeal it now. And, of course, get criticized because no system's perfect, but we're going to do the best job we can because it's what we swore to do. Results, not theater. Reality, not fiction. There's a battle between fantasy land and the real world, and I want to be in the reality-based community. Now back to David Knight and Mr. Snyder at the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, InfoWars.com.
Thank you, Alex. And as you point out, these award ceremonies that have got Obama's Medal of Freedom, it's about as phony and silly as the Golden Globes Awards that we just saw put out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I guess this is the Medal of Freedom done by the Hollywood Foreign President Association that was given to Joe Biden, because everything about their ideas are foreign to America. As I pointed out in the last segment, Joe Biden coming after Clarence Thomas, saying you're not qualified to be a Supreme Court justice because you believe in the idea of natural law and natural rights. It's like, wow, that's what this country was founded upon. So, yeah, we got the Hollywood foreign president handing out his awards now about a week after the Golden Globes. Joining us now is Michael Snyder of the economiccollapseblog.com. And, of course, he's a frequent contributor to InfoWars.com. Michael, I wanted to talk to you first about this article that Alex and I have been talking about earlier in the show. Of course, we had Rosie O'Donnell come out today and say, hey, let's have martial law to stop Donald Trump. Of course, she's kind of a failed Hollywood actress. She has a lot of friends in New York and Hollywood, but she's has been fired by Oprah Winfrey, as Donald Trump gleefully pointed out. But nevertheless, she's putting this out there. And it is precisely what we've seen George Soros doing. As you point out in your article that we had at InfoWars.com on January the 10th, you pointed out we got people like Cornel West, we've got Bill Ayers, we've got Carl Dix of the Communist Party. They're all working to do the same sorts of things that we've seen George Soros organizing right after the election, and even organizing in the run-up to the election. All the attacks at all the Donald Trump rallies, the Black Lives Matter, going to war with the police, going to war with white people, even going to war with other black people in Chicago, as we see as many people killed during the 8 years of President Obama in Chicago, their gun-free zone, as were killed soldiers who died in Iraq and Afghanistan during the George W. Bush administration, about 4,000 in each of those cases. So talk to us about your concerns about what the anarchists are trying to do in terms of promoting martial law.
Yeah, thank you, David. And people need to realize that this starts tomorrow. The radical left, the election of Donald Trump was perhaps the single most galvanizing moment in the history of the radical left, certainly since the days of Ronald Reagan, where they didn't expect Donald Trump to win. They kind of treated him as a big joke. But now that they've won, they're fired up. They're ready for battle. They're ready for war. While many, many patriots, many conservatives have kind of gone to sleep, many Trump supporters said, hey, he won, so now the battle's over. The truth is the battle's just beginning. In fact, an organization known as RefuseFascism.org recently took out a full-page ad in the New York Times talking about how we need, must resist Donald Trump. And if you go to their official website, you'll see that there's a whole laundry list of activities. And, you know, we've heard about January 20th, how they plan to disrupt the inauguration, but it actually starts tomorrow. January 14th, Saturday, is when the activism in Washington, D.C. begins. People are going to start descending on Washington, D.C. There's another organization as well known as Disrupt J20. They've got a hashtag that's going viral all over Twitter, all over Facebook. And that's another organization. There's multiple organizations all funded by the radical left, people like George Soros, all ultimately controlled and dominated by the globalists. But, you know, the people who are activists, they don't even realize necessarily where the money's coming from. All they know is they're being told that Donald Trump is Hitler, that he's the devil, that he must be resisted. Basically, to the left, Donald Trump is the personification of everything that's wrong with America. And so what they plan to do on Inauguration Day, they plan to disrupt the activities as much as possible. One of the big things they're planning are blockades. They're planning blockades of the major transportation routes into Washington, D.C., and then the major transportation routes in and across the inauguration route. So they want to keep people from getting there. They want to get on the news, because if there's a whole row of bodies across a major interstate or across a major parade route in Washington, D.C., that's going to get attention. That's going to get on the news, and that's what they want. So they say openly they want to force as much of the inauguration celebration as possible inside. They want to turn it into a riot, into chaos. They want to do whatever they can to disrupt things, to upset the proceedings, and to get attention for their cause.
Yeah, of course, we're going to continue with Michael Schneider on the other side of the break. And, of course, Michael, when they say they're going to create blockades, you know that's going to get violent with people, just like they did at the Trump rallies. They aren't going to be content just to lay down in front. They're going to attack cars. They're going to attack people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out. Didn't stay.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Michael Snyder of the economiccollapseblog.com, a frequent contributor here to InfoWars as well. We're talking about the run-up to the inauguration, and of course, in the run-up to the inauguration, we have people like Bill Ayers, people like Carl Dix of the Communist Party USA, as Michael Snyder just pointed out, and as he pointed out in his article, they're taking out ads in the New York Times, saying that they're going to create a call to arms, essentially, to refuse fascism. The thing that we see repeatedly used over and over again by the communists is this type of rhetoric about fascism. And, of course, there's a lot of different types of fascism. But that is the way the communists see everything. They don't really kind of talk about a left-right paradigm, the false dichotomy that we're sold about left and right. And that truly, in and of itself, is a false paradigm. But to them, you're either with them, with the communists, or you are a fascist. And so that's a very telltale thing there that we see. And we're going to get back to Michael Snyder. We want to talk about that. Alex wanted to talk about how do we focus the attention to people's attention on this, the whole process to subvert the Trump presidency, and also to try to create martial law with George Soros. How do we focus public attention on that? So we're going to ask that to Michael Snyder as well. And there's some other articles that he's put out recently about the provocations in Europe, as well as what's going on economically here at home, as we see layoffs with Walmart, as we see layoffs with Boeing. We see jobs that people say are coming back, but certainly it's not the wonderful economy that Obama and others have been talking about. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you, as we're talking about this kind of unrest, as we pointed out last week in the wake of the shooting, and actually it wasn't that we introduced the products at that point in time. Media Matters, George Soros' organization, criticized me for trying to profiteer, they said, off of the shooting in Fort Lauderdale. We weren't at all. We were trying to help people to protect themselves. We had these products in place before that happened, just as we had water filters in place before the Flint, Michigan water situations. We tell people, here are the threats. People can believe us, or they can laugh at us. They can call us conspiracy theorists. They can push for more gun-free zones. They can push for more disarmament of people. But we say, look, if they're not going to have you let you have your guns, you can at least try to protect yourself, protect your family, especially when you're traveling. This happened in the luggage area. This guy travels reportedly with the only luggage he had was his gun that he traveled from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale to shoot the place up. That in and of itself is very suspicious. There's a lot of suspicious things in that shooting. But if you were there, if you had the cheapest form of this body armor that we sell is an insert. It's about $200. And with that insert, you can put that in your backpack. And you've at least got something that is going to stop a bullet. This is a patented form of carbon nanotube technology. It's the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. This is the state-of-the-art stuff, folks. It's only a quarter of an inch thick. It's field-tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof, super lightweight, made in the USA, 20-year warranty. You will find it at the InfoWarsStore.com, our exclusive line of tactical nanotechnology body armor. And we go from that insert that you can put into a backpack all the way up to a full bulletproof vest that previously only law enforcement had. That's something you need to think about, especially when we look at the fact that these crazy communists want to try to start riots in every city. That's their preferred way to do political activism. They don't want to debate you. They want to either fight you, censor you, or shoot you in most of these cases. So let's go back to Michael Snyder. Michael, when we look at the way they're talking about fascism, and that is a dead giveaway as to the origins and the political tactics of these people, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, because it's all coming from the same place. You know, George Soros has funded and organized revolutions all over the world, and they do the same things over and over and over again. And now they've been planning for a couple of months now for this big event in Washington, D.C. And as far as the radical left is concerned, the war starts tomorrow. And so from January 14th to January 20th, leading up to January 20th, they're going to have protests, they're going to have events, they're going to try to get as much attention on themselves as possible leading up to January 20th. Now, of course, they can't stop Donald Trump from being inaugurated, but what they want to do is they want to completely change the narrative of the day. If you remember past inaugurations, for example, when Barack Obama was inaugurated, it was a big celebration. You know, the whole nation came together and Barack Obama got out of the vehicle and walked the parade route, and it was peaceful. peaceful and people were cheering. They wanted to turn it into the exact opposite, chaos and riots, and they want to make sure Donald Trump maybe even doesn't even make it through the parade route. Now, he's going to be inaugurated, but what they want the news to show is chaos and rioting. They want the news to show people angry, people shouting, people blocking the streets. And then ultimately, because they want to change the whole narrative, they want to say, hey, people are upset. And what they want to do also, they want to provoke a response. All these things are about provoking a response. And so they want the National Guard and the authorities to crack down hard so they can say, hey, look, this is martial law. Look, they really are fascists. Look,
absolutely. They're going to go from a love fest that they had with the media and Barack Obama. They're going to go, look, the country is torn apart by the presidency of Donald Trump. The media is waiting for this, waiting to pounce on this. This is all being performed as a kind of a kabuki dance. We'll be right back with Michael Schneider.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Michael Schneider. We've been talking about his article and, of course, what is going to be happening in and around the inauguration. It's going to begin tomorrow. And, of course, this is a program that's been put together by communist agitators, people like Bill Ayers, who hung out with Weathermen, people who've openly talked about revolution for a long time, joining with George Soros, as we've seen both before the inauguration, before the election, and then immediately after the election. And now they're bringing this up to the inauguration, talking about Rosie O'Donnell talking about martial law. This is a common recurring theme. And we're going to talk about, again, some of the things that may be happening a little bit more. And then we're going to move on to what's going on in Poland. We now have Obama moving troops into Poland, stationing them there permanently for the first time. These things are not unrelated. So we're going to pull these things together for you and show you how, even though in the past we used to have the people on the right would, rightly or wrongly, label people as communist sympathizers. Now you're labeled as a Russian sympathizer. And this is being done by people who are communist sympathizers like Bill Ayers, people who genuinely did want to provoke a communist revolution. And now that's what they're still trying to do. So we're going to talk about that. One of the things he mentions in his article here is how Michael Moore has announced that he plans to attend the Women's March on Washington. Oh, is Michael Moore coming out? I don't know. Anyway, he's going to be there at the Women's March. He has made a call to arms. He says it's important for everybody to go there, he said on MSNBC. When we look at this, Michael, they're also talking about violence. One of the guys that you quoted here said, they're not openly telling people to throw projectiles. They're not openly telling people to jump barriers. And, of course, we've seen that happen at people jumping the barriers to get to Donald Trump, people throwing projectiles and getting physical with people who are just attending an event. But then they said this. He said, and here's a quote from one of the organizers, "I can't comment on any specific stuff that we're doing like that, mostly because that would be illegal." So we got stuff planned that is violent, illegal. Yeah, we do, but I can't give you any specifics on it. But yeah, it'll get pretty crazy, he said. I expect. Have fun, I say. That's the quote from one of the guys who organized this. And I remember, Michael, when I was in college, we had Gerald Ford come speak at our university. We had some guy thought it would be funny to show up with a squirt gun when he was speaking, and the Secret Service wrestled him to the ground, and we never saw him again. I mean, seriously, this guy, he was gone for a long time. He never came back to school. I don't know what he did with the rest of his life, but he was just gone. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. But as you pointed out, the real point is to get this photo op of chaos that the media can then use as a narrative to attack Trump, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does, because they want to provoke a reaction. They want the television cameras, and they want the television cameras to see not only their protest and the anger, but they want to see the reaction, the cracking down on the protesters, and they want it to be as harsh as possible. And mm-hmm. So they know the legalities of it. They know how far they can go up to the line, so they don't actually say, "Hey, we're advocating violence," but you notice what they're saying. They're saying, "Hey, we can't legally say that, but hey, we're not exactly discouraging people from it either." So, and that's just the start. And then the next day after January 20th, January 21st is this Million Woman March. That's the march Michael Moore was talking about, where it was reported in the New York Times. They're hoping to get 1 million women to Washington, D.C. to protest for abortion rights, for essentially killing their own children. But they're hoping to get 1 million women there. And Michael Moore says, hey, that could be the start of 100 days of resistance. That's what Michael Moore is calling it. What they want to do is they want to make Donald Trump's first 100 days as hard as possible. And Barack Obama, what Barack Obama is doing right now is playing right into that. Because, but you know what, when a new president is elected, the sitting president, the lame duck president, what traditionally they've kind of stepped back. They've said, okay, I'm not going to introduce a bunch of new initiatives. I'm going to just try to make it an easy transition for the next guy, kind of stepping back and saying, okay, the new guy's coming in. I'm not going to rock the boat. But instead, Barack Obama's done just the opposite. He's been malicious. He's been going crazy, passing all types of new rules and regulations, establishing national monuments, giving this medal to Joe Biden. And it just wasn't the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It was the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction, which has only been done 3 times in history, once for Pope John Paul, once for Ronald Reagan. So, I mean, it was just such a farce, so ridiculous. But basically, Barack Obama's trying to squeeze every ounce of presidential power as possible out of his remaining time in the White House, including provoking Russia with his moving of troops into Poland. I mean, this is the first time it's ever happened. It didn't get a lot of attention here in the U.S. media, but this is a really big deal. Not, you know, just a few thousand troops, but what this does is it's highly symbolic because it's really poking the bear, poking Russia, because it is very much aggravating Russia, because you have to remember Poland was a member of the Warsaw Pact. And so to Russia, and it's, you know, right close to Russia. So Russia is very, very annoyed by this. And we're also in late January, NATO troops are going to be stationed from now on in Lithuania. So NATO troops are going into Lithuania, which is actually part of the Soviet Union back in the old days. So, David, this is a very, very big deal.
Yeah, we've had an escalation, as we've seen with the so-called Russian reset. We've had the reset of the Cold War. And it's not, this is permanently putting there. Of course, they've had multiple exercises, as you know, Michael. They've had multiple NATO exercises that come right up to the Russian border and say, oh, they're just practice and so forth and so on. And people said that to Vladimir Putin, and he just started laughing. Like, yeah, right. You're not trying to send us a message at all, are you? They would take it very seriously if the Russians were to put missiles in Cuba, for example. We know exactly what happened with that. Or if they were to go to Venezuela, or if things were to get frostier with the U.S. and Mexico, and somehow Russia or China or, say, North Korea were to forward place missiles right in Mexico. I mean, that's the way the Russians see this. And rightfully so. It is deliberately provocative. They're trying to be provocative in the same way that we have Bill Ayers and these communist organizers are trying to be provocative at the inauguration. And they're trying to provoke an event, just like all these people are. That's precisely what they're trying to do. It's a very dangerous thing. And one of the things that really disturbs me, Michael, is the fact that anyone who says we don't want to escalate tensions, we want to de-escalate tensions. It used to be a virtue when Richard Nixon said we're going to have a policy of détente. We're going to ease this strained relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Everybody said, that's great. We're kind of tired of a Cold War. We don't want to live on the edge of nuclear war. These people, for the purpose of the military-industrial complex now, want to restart this. And if you say that you don't want this, you don't want war, then these radicals on the left start accusing you, and mainstream media like Washington Post, New York Times, start accusing you of being a Russian agent. You're a Manchurian candidate. The papers that come out and told the truth about Hillary Clinton, they were Pravda. I mean, this is the tactic that they're taking. Anybody who doesn't want war with Russia is a Russian agent. This is insane.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And look how far we've come, because just 4 years ago, if you remember the 2012 election, you know, and Mitt Romney, there was that famous moment in the debate when Mitt Romney was explaining how, hey, that he believed Russia was a threat. And Barack Obama turned to him and said, hey, Mitt, you know, the 1980s are calling. They want their foreign policy back. You know, so 4 years ago, Barack Obama was mocking all this. But now Barack Obama says Russia is enemy number one. And it's not just the Democrats, but it's the Republicans, too. People like Senator John McCain, people like Lindsey Graham. And so it's a bipartisan thing. Both sides of the establishment party, if you will, both Democrats and Republicans. And so I believe this is a trap for Donald Trump, because both parties are going to be putting pressure on him to become more anti-Russia. And Donald Trump is going to be surrounded by all these guys in the Pentagon, even Mad Dog Mattis. He was just in front of Congress yesterday talking about how Russia was the primary threat to U.S. security. So these people are going to be in his ear. People on the left, people on the right, Republicans and Democrats are all going to be urging Trump to become a more anti-Russia. And so Donald Trump has got to be strong, and we've got to urge him not to listen to these people, not to listen to both political parties, because they're going to want him to turn on Russia, become so anti-Russia. We should be so thankful that Donald Trump is about to be inaugurated. January 20th can't come fast enough, because right now we are on a path to war with Russia. When Barack Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats, that's the kind of thing you do before a war starts, you know. And so all these things, I mean, it's been going on for years with Ukraine, where George Soros and other people of his ilk went in and funded and organized and helped overthrow the democratically elected government of Ukraine. then a new pro-American government was immediately installed. That severely, severely upset the Russians. That very, very much angered them. And that was kind of one of the big first steps. And then, of course, with Syria, where we went in, we made a big mess of the Middle East, and Russia came in and fought ISIS and helped the Syrian government. Tensions between us and them have risen there. So those were big steps down the path, and so many things now with cyber espionage, the price of oil, everything else. The tensions between the United States and Russia are the worst they've been since the heart of the Cold War, maybe since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
We're on a path to war with Russia. Hopefully Donald Trump will stop us and set us on a better course.
And as I said earlier, we haven't seen Russians rounding people up, cutting their heads off, putting them in cages and drowning them, doing all these bizarre and disturbing forms of torture, having little children murder bound men and put the videos up. The Russians aren't doing that. That's Islamic jihadis, Islamic terrorists. Those phrases that Obama can't even bring himself to state. And yet it is Obama, it is the people, as you point out, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, they go and they work with Al-Qaeda, they work with ISIS, they work with Al-Nusra, all these different names that they come up with. They're just aliases for the same group of jihadi terrorists, the same philosophy that's there. And it came out that John Kerry was willing to do anything in Syria in order to have regime change. He didn't care that the place was set on fire. He didn't care how many children were killed, like the Aleppo boy that we saw, the pitiful pictures of those children there. He didn't care about that. He didn't care about the fact that he was empowering ISIS in that area. They were willing to do that for their own objectives. And yet you're told that the Russians, the only people who were fighting them, by the way, it's not the Americans. We're helping them. We dropped 25,000 bombs, and not a single bomb landed on an ISIS-controlled oil field. What a coincidence. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. We need to really understand. I think people do understand where the true threat is. When we look at this, and you pointed out Mattis and the confirmation hearings, and we've heard some disturbing things from Mattis. We've heard some disturbing things from Tillerson that are contradictory to what we've heard from Donald Trump. As RT was pointing out, they're concerned that maybe the deep state is winning. Maybe these guys are throwing up the flag. They said Trump finally conceded that Russia hacked the election. I know that they're doing some things in these confirmation hearings. I know when Donald Trump says that, he's just trying to say, okay, fine, let's just move on with this. Personally, I don't think that's the way to handle this, but these guys are a lot more successful than I am. I'm willing to give them a chance to at least get in there. So when we look at Tillerson, they questioned him on things like climate change and other issues like that, and he really did hedge his bet. He wouldn't give them a straight answer as to whether or not he believed that it was man-made. He said the risk of climate change does exist, and the consequences of it could be serious enough that action should be taken, but the ability to predict it is very limited. And so then finally, Tim Kaine comes after him and says, well, do you lack the knowledge to answer my question, or are you refusing to answer my question? And Tillerson said, a little of both. That's probably the funniest thing that's come out of the hearings. That was probably the most truthful, candid thing right there. Yeah, you know, I kind of can't answer your question. I refuse to answer your question. And hopefully that's what's going on here. Hopefully these people are not going to be changing the direction that Trump is going. Hopefully they're not going to be running in the opposite direction. We saw that happen a great deal during the Reagan administration. Hopefully he can keep them going or replace them if they're going in the other direction. But right now, I think, when we look at some of the rhetoric that's coming out of these confirmation hearings, I think they're just trying to just get through this without any controversy and say, yeah, I agree with you on all these issues. What do you think, Michael?
I think there's some of that going on, David, but also we need to keep into account D.C. changes people. I used to work there, and so, you know, I kind of saw it up close. But we've seen for decades, you know, good people, good politicians that we thought would do good things go into D.C., and they get changed, and all of a sudden they start talking differently. They have different viewpoints. Now, there's some exceptions. For example, Ron Paul, he was never changed by D.C., but to a very large extent, a lot of these politicians, they promise us all these things. They talk really well, but then they get to D.C., and things change.
And, of course, that observation is hundreds of years old. You know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, you don't have any place where there is more absolute power than in Washington. That's why we have so much corruption there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And so and it's even worse when both sides of the Republicans and the Democrats are all on the same side with as far as this Russia thing is concerned, you know, because we desperately need a different path, because right now we see the anti-Russia rhetoric here in this country. Over in Russia, they view the United States as the great force for evil in the world. You know, back in World War II, you know, the Russians, you know, they said, hey, Nazi Germany is the great force for evil in the world. And Russia believes that they played the biggest role in saving the world from that threat. Now, and then they fast forward that to today and they say now, once again, Russia's the great force for defending against globalism, against all these things. And they believe the United States is a great force for evil in the world. And of course, the United States has been leading the march of globalism. We have been funding groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Middle East trying to overthrow the Syrian government. And so, and when Russia goes on television and shows that, hey, ISIS oil trucks have been rolling into Turkey and oil's been being sold through Turkey and Obama knew about it the whole time, you know, they're right. Russia's right when they show that. And we have done some horrible things. But the Russian population sees this and they say, oh, how horrible the United States is. And at that gala, middle of last year, they went over and they took a survey over in Russia. They asked the Russian people about their approval of current U.S. leadership, i.e. the Obama administration. The results came back with a 1% approval rating, 1% for current U.S. leadership. So that's how the Russians view the United States today, where they view us as the big force for evil in the world. They view us extremely negatively. And they believe they openly talk on their mainstream news broadcast over there about war could be coming with the United States.
Yes, that's why they were so excited with the election of Donald Trump. They believed that they had dodged a bullet. They were. We report on the story about the small town in Russia that wanted to change the name of the street that the communists had called Godless Street. They wanted to change it. They had to start a petition to change it to Donald Trump Street. I mean, they realize they have in their own collective memory the understanding of the horrors of war from World War II in a way that we don't in America. We were attacked at Pearl Harbor, but we never had anybody invade and bomb the homeland. We didn't have to fight them street by street in the cities. They did. And they don't want to see that happen again. They're more concerned about this than Americans. Americans are pretty lackadaisical about this, pretty nonchalant about nuclear war and all these other things, very naive. And so they believe that they dodged a bullet, and I really do hope that we all have. I hope that Trump doesn't get sidetracked by this. I hope that people like Tillerson and others are just pandering to the senators who want war so they can get in, but don't really believe that Russia annexed the Crimea. I mean, we talk about that, really? I mean, they annexed the Crimea, but it was done by Catherine the Great in 1783, 6 years before we had the Constitution. And she took it from the Ottoman Empire. It wasn't that Putin took it from the Ukraine. And they voted to stay with Russia, just like Northern Ireland voted to stay with Great Britain. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michael Snyder about what we can do.
It makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Michael Schneider with EconomicCollapseBlog.com joining us. Before we get back to, and I want to ask Michael the question that Alex Jones wanted us to talk about, and that is, what can be done to focus attention on these tactics of disruption, of trying to create martial law that we see, of trying to burn down the Trump administration? What is it that we can do that the public can do? What can you as a member of the public, because it's not just us talking about these issues, but it's also important for you to push this out yourself. I think one of the key things that's going to be at the inauguration, people keep your phones going. You're going to have your phones. You're going to be videotaping this stuff anyway. But, of course, if you see these people instigating stuff, you can be the eyes on the ground that we can use to push back against the mainstream media's narrative. They want this to show the police as being the aggressors. If the police are the aggressors, fine. Let's show that. But that's not going to be the case, I don't think, in this particular instance. They're talking openly about how they're going to be the aggressors at these events, how they're going to be coming after Trump supporters. So make sure you got your cameras rolling to show what this is going to be and get that up on social media. I think it's going to be one of the key things. Real quickly, before we go back to Michael, we have put up a special for a 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. It's very important this time of year to set up healthy habits. And one of the things that you can do is make sure that you have the right kind of nutrients, essential minerals to fight the toxic garbage that you're going to find in your food, your water, and your air, and also to give your body the nutritional support that it needs. And we've put a lot of things on sale from 10% to 20% to 30%. We've got a new shipment now of DNA Force. It's just arrived at InfoWarsLife.com. That's been out for some time. And, of course, DNA Force is a powerful lineup of patented ingredients like BioPQQ and systemic enzymes. We have 175 clinical studies that show how effective BioPQQ is. You can look those up yourself. Just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. It's very difficult to produce, very expensive to produce, so 10% is a big discount. And also move on this while it is still there. We've just gotten a temporary emergency shipment of this, so when that goes out, it could be months before we are able to put that back in again. Also, if you want to make sure that you support that healthy habits that you get in, make sure that you always have the supplements that you want, you can sign up for AutoShip. Always get a 10% discount on the things that you get on AutoShip. If you get more than $50 at a time, you'll also get free shipping. But right now we also have 20% off Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 20% off Liver Shield, Knockout, and Prostaguard. We have 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Brain Force. You'll find all of those at InfoWarsLife.com. So, Michael, we're going to put this story back up to the top that you wrote. Anarchists are hoping to turn Donald Trump's inauguration into one of the biggest riots in U.S. history. We'll put that there. We'll cut this interview and put that in there as well as an update. But apart from that, apart from passing information around, what would you suggest that people do?
Well, that's one of the biggest things, David. People need to realize we're still in an information war. And just look at this recent thing with the ridiculous allegations that were made against Donald Trump. These were put forth seriously by BuzzFeed, by CNN, and they wanted people to believe this stuff. But then the alternative media started making all kinds of noise about, hey, this is fake. This was made up. This is a joke. And so the mainstream media was then forced to admit that, oh, yeah, this is fake. This wasn't true or whatever. But that battle was won through the information information war. And what's coming up on January 20th is going to be won through information, through winning the battle, through making noise. Or the situation with Russia. We've got to make a whole bunch of noise that we don't want war with Russia. We've got to win in the court of public opinion. And so everybody can make noise. Everybody can let their voice be heard. That's one of the great things about the internet, because with the internet comes the democratization of information.
Absolutely. Everyone can become foot soldiers in the information war. Absolutely. We're out of time for this segment. We're going to be right back right after the break, short break. We're going to be back with Michael Snyder. We're going to talk about some economic issues. His other article, why are Walmart and Boeing lay off workers if the U.S. economy is in the great shape that Obama says it is? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.